Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, name 989, Devaki Nandana. Some of the names in Vishnu Sahasranam are not easily understandable unless you've studied this subject matter, but those who are scholars of Bhagavatam or those who are just associated with topics of Krishna, they can very easily understand the meaning of the name Devaki Nandana. It's not a more obscure name, we could say. A well-known name, let's put it that way. Well-known name. Devaki Nandana means the son of Devaki. But Nandana specifically means who gives pleasure to, or the source of pleasure. Nanda, Ananda, source of pleasure for Devaki. And who is Devaki? Is the mother of Krishna. So he's known as Yashoda Nandana, Devaki Nandana, Nanda Nandana. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya, Govindaya Namo Namaha. This well-known verse from Kunti's prayers to Krishna. First of all, she offers prayers to Krishna. So whether we take Krishna to be Devaki of Mathura, the son of Devaki, or the son of Nanda in Vrindavan, it's all covered here. Krishna, first offering up respects to Krishna, then Vasudevaya, son of Vasudev. Devaki Nandanayacha, as we'll see in this name, Devaki can refer to the wife of Vasudev and also to the wife of Nanda, who's here called Nanda Gopa Kumaria. But Govindaya Namo Namaha, whether you take this name Devaki Nandan to mean Devaki, the wife of Vasudev, Krishna outside Vrindavan, or Krishna in Vrindavan, he's always Govinda. He gives pleasure to the cows, the senses, the land. So Devaki Nandan gives the idea he's born of Devaki, right? He's also known as Devaki Janmavada. Jayati Jana Nivasa, Devaki Janmavada, Yaduvara Parishat. Rijana Kanat Susmita Srimukhenas. What's the next line? Stirachara Rijana Kana Susmita Srimukhena Vrajapura Vanitanam Vardayan Kamadevam. So here in this verse we're particularly interested in the words Devaki Janma Vada, which means he's known as the son of Devaki, which gives some doubt, doesn't it? Well, they say he's the son of Devaki. It's an unusual term, isn't it? You say so-and-so is the son of so-one. Well, yeah, that's what they say. Vada, I mean, they say like that, but not really sure about that. It becomes more doubtful if you say the other way, because if you say, well, he's the son, says he's the father, but maybe the father's actually someone else. And the mother's quite clear, but not quite sure who the father is. Case of Satyakama, well, he was straightforward and honest. He didn't know. But the point being made here is that he's known like that, but no one can actually become the father or mother of the Supreme Lord in the sense that we understand it. There's no such thing as the biological father or mother of the Supreme Lord, because he's beyond biology. He doesn't have a body with formed by DNA and all these kind of things. It's not, he doesn't get born according to his previous actions, pious or impious, because he doesn't have pious or impious actions. So he's called Devaki Janma Vada. He's said to be born from Devaki. He's known as the son of Mother Yashoda Vasudeva Nanda Maharaj. Of course, this is from a perspective of seeing things in terms of reality, things as they are. But they are, that's philosophical perspective. Another perspective is that he really is the son of Yashoda and Devaki. And if you think he's God, that's run the wrong way. First of all, we have to understand he's supreme, and then understand actually the son of Mother Yashoda. That's for rasa. Then you forget that he's God. But from the perspective of rasa, he is the son of Mother Yashoda, and some people say that he's God, but... yeah, okay. All right, if you want to think of him like that. This name, Devaki Nandana, is appearing in Vishnu Sahasranama toward the end, name 989. This is being spoken by Bhishma Dev, specifically to Yudhishthira, and many others are present, including Devaki Nandana, himself, personally, present there, who is quite competent to instruct everyone, the whole world. He is Jagat Guru, after all. Krishnam Vande Jagat Guram. But he prefers that Bhishma will speak and enlighten Yudhishthira. And this Vishnu Sahasranam, so many names have been given. 988. Well, it depends which numbering system you use. So many names, almost 1,000 names have been given. And Bhishma is calling attention to Yudhishthira. That's who we're talking. Of course, Bhishma, he can't point anywhere. His body is filled with arrows. But he's giving an indication. That's who we're talking about. Your friend, your worshipable deity. It's him. Parashara Bhatta, the first Sri Vaishnava commentator on Vishnu Sahasranama, gives the understanding that through this name, Bhishma Dev is, and by Bhishma Dev is saying that we're not just talking about some ethereal idea, some concept, but he's a real person and he's really here. He's really approachable. This is perhaps in opposition to, polite opposition to Shankara's commentary. Shankaracharya's commentary chronologically came before Parashara Bhatta's commentary. So Shankara, his whole philosophy is, yeah, we'll worship, yeah, worship Vishnu, comment on Vishnu Sahasranama, accept him as supreme, but ultimately his understanding is Tattvamasi, you are that. But Bhishma Dev is pointing out he is that. You are his servant. He is supreme. It's not Yudhishthira Sahasranam or Bhishma Sahasranam or any person in the street Sahasranam is Vishnu Sahasranam. We're interested in Vishnu, who has appeared here. He's standing right next to Yudhishthira. We're talking, glory to God on high. Maybe you've heard that after coming to this country, or quite likely in India nowadays. Glory to God on high. It's a Christian way of saying. Glory, let him be glory. He's God on high, and we're down here, so we'll do what we like and pray to him for blessings. He should be praised. But he's your friend also. He's standing right next to you, right here. Parashrabhata, to support his point, because the commentators, they don't just make things up as they go along, but they take reference from Shastra to substantiate their points. So quoting from Mahabharata, Parashrabhata says, Sa eshu prita dirgaksha sambandite janadana esha bhutam bhavishyatcha bhavaccha bharatarshaba. O best of the Bharatas, Janardhan, who has very long, beautiful eyes, is your kinsman. He is past, present, and future. So we have this seeming tension going throughout Vishnu Sahasranama and going throughout Shastra. Even in Srimad Bhagavatam, we have descriptions of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, Krishna, being supreme. He's everything, past, present, and future. Everything is within him. Nevertheless, he's beyond everything. And apart from that, he's a loving person. We have a person. He's beyond us in so many ways. But he's so close to us also. Shankaracharya gives another similar idea, which he also supports from Mahabharata. But similar idea in as much to say that Vishnu is all in all, everything, and he's also Devaki Putra. He's the son of Devaki. Of course, his understanding, or the understanding he propagates, is different to that of the Vaishnavas. It can be very subtle, this Mayavad. We were quoting at midday from Shankaracharya. It gives a verse which is very beautiful, very applicable to Vaishnavas, but in their understanding, it is applicable to Mayavadis. What is that? You got that again? Shanta mahanta nevasanti santa vasanta valloka hitam charantaha. What's the next line? Tirna swayam bhavana bhavam bhima bhimarnava bhima bhavarnavam janan ahetunanapi tarayantaha. Yeah, he's saying the great saintly persons, they're very peaceful in their outlook. They're pleasing like the spring. They work for the benefit of others, to uplift others, for the benefit of others. They've personally crossed over the ocean of material existence, and without any reason, without any desire for personal gain, they work to uplift others. So it's a very beautiful verse, very applicable to Vaishnavas. But it's in Vivek Churamani, which is absolutely impersonal, impersonalism. In this regard, reading from Srila Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion, during the battle of Kurukshetra, Bhishma Dev, the grandfather of Arjuna, was lying on a bed of arrows before departing from this mortal world. That's always the way. It's a bed of arrows. It's a bed, usually you think something comfortable, right? But bed of arrows. When Lord Krishna, Maharaj Yudhishthira, and the other Pandavas approached Bhishmadev, he was very grateful to Lord Krishna, and he addressed the Brahmana military commander Kripacharya thus. Now, Bhishma and Kripa were in the same situation, inasmuch as they were both devotees of Krishna, but they both ended up on the wrong. They favored the Pandavas, but they ended up on the other side. So Bhishma spoke to Kripa. My dear Kripa Acharya, just see the wonderful causeless mercy of Lord Krishna. I am most unfortunate. I have no qualification. I was opposing Krishna's most intimate friend Arjuna. I even tried to kill him. I have so many disqualifications. And yet the Lord is still so kind that he has come to see me at the last point of my life. He is worshipable by all great sages, but still he is so merciful that he has come to see an abominable person like me. So Bhishma, by saying this name Devaki Nandan, he's gone through so many names which show the glory of Vishnu. And of course, Parashurabhata brings out his mercy also, but specifically Devaki Nandan, he is right here, this very person. Other names are there, just like we Araka means the sun. Okay, the sun's in the sky. And then we have Shrashta, the creator. Yeah, the creator, we don't see him. But Devaki Nandan, he's right here with us. Baladev Vidyabhushan, who has given his commentary, Gauriya Vaishnava, so he's related these names, given understandings of the names in relation to Gauriya Vaishnava understanding and highlighting Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, explaining many names. He says, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he says that Devaki here refers to Yashoda. You may think, well, that's cheating, all right, that's not right. But it's not cheating at all. And before him, Jiva Goswami also found from Adi Purana, Dve Namni Nanda Bharyaya Yashoda Devaki Ticha. Nanda's wife has two names, Yashoda and Devaki. And Baladev Vidyabhushan says, it's also well known that Krishna was born from both of them. So if you say Krishna is born in Mathura, well, that's also, Rupa Goswami says, right in his Upadeshamrita, he's born in Mathura. And if you say he's born in Mathura means from Devaki, the wife of Vasudeva. And if you say he's born in Vrindavan as the son of Yashoda, it's also correct. Which Baladev explains here, quoting from Shukadev Goswami, Nishite tama udbhute jayamane janadane devakyang devarupinyam vishnu sarvaguhashaya avirasidyata pracham dishindur iva pushkala. It's a very dark night. Krishna was taking birth. The powerful Lord Vishnu, who's in everyone's heart, appeared within Devaki, the daughter of King Devaka, just as the moon appears on the eastern horizon. Yashoda Nanda Patni cha jatang param abhutyata. Nata lingam parishranta nidrayapagata smritihi. Yashoda, the wife of Nanda Maharaj, understood that the Supreme Lord had been born, but she was not aware of the manifestation of this. She was exhausted due to labor pains. The labor pains of yoga maya is completely spiritual. Overcome by sleep, she lost her memory. Yeah, this Krishna's internal potency doesn't want Yashoda to, as Devaki very clearly from the very beginning understood, oh, this is Vishnu, but Yogamaya didn't want Yashoda to think like that. That you spoil everything from the very beginning. So the meaning, Baladev Vidyabhushan explains, that both Vasudev's wife and Nanda's wife understood that the Supreme Lord had been born from their respective wombs, yet Yashoda was not aware of this sign, such as the arrival of Vasudev. She didn't see Vasudev come because she was exhausted from the labor and... The acharyas further explain, with reference from Shastra, that actually not only was a daughter born to Yashoda, but Krishna was directly born. And then Krishna was born at the same time to Devaki in Mathura also. Vasudev brought Vasudev Krishna, who merged into the very form of Yashoda's son. Therefore, Baladev Vidyabhushan explains, statements such as the following are fully correct. That Adrishya Tanuja Vishnu, Lord Vishnu's younger sister, was then seen. Nandas Tvatmaje Jataladaha. When his son was born, Nanda Maharaj became jubilant. Gopika Sutaha. Krishna, the son of the gopi. So it may be thought that, well, you're just saying that, it's conventional. But actually it's fully correct. Although Devaki Janmavada, from another perspective, is not correct. So we have to look from different perspectives here. But by this we can also understand that when it said that Devaki's daughter, Upagu Hyat Majam, Devaki embraced her daughter, but Devaki's son becomes one with Yashoda's son, and there's no doubt of this. It's very clear from these statements. Among the 108 names of Lord Krishna, this is all from Baladev Vidyabhushan's commentary, in the Brahmanda Purana, 108 names of Krishna, there are the names Yashoda Vatsala, who's very affectionate to Yashoda, Devaki Nandana. So these are names of Krishna. This Devaki Janmavada, this verse in the purport, it's described that the devotees, however, from the commentaries of the Gaudiya Acharya. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas take this especially. Gaudiyas and others take this word Devaki Janmavada not to mean that he's only said to be the son of Devaki, but actually Krishna was the son of Mother Yashoda, substantiating this point. What are we saying here? That Devaki Nandan, it's wrong to say the son of Devaki? No, it's correct, but it's correct to take it that he's the son of Devaki, the son of the wife of Vasudev, but even more so, that he really is the son of Yashoda. It's not just that he's said to be, but he really, really is. Krishna first appeared as the son of Devaki, transferred himself to the lap of Mother Yashoda, and his childhood pastimes were blissfully enjoyed by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, which was admitted by Vasudev when he met Nanda and Yashoda at Kurukshetra. He said that Krishna and Balaram were really the sons, and we're Yashoda and Nanda, and although we're officially the parents, but the real act of being the parents, raising the children, was done by Yashoda and Nanda. So Vasudev himself admits this. Therefore, Shukadev Goswami describes Lord Krishna as Devaki Janmavada. So by this name, Devaki Nandan, Bhishma satisfies all the devotees who are present there, the Pandavas and so many others who are present there. But he also satisfies the devotees of Vrindavan who know Krishna in Vrindavan. And although Bhishma himself, he worships Krishna, he prefers to see Krishna in his four-handed form. He sees Krishna in his glory and majesty. But he knows about Krishna in Vrindavan. We'll find in the ninth chapter of the first canto of Bhagavatam when Bhishma is preparing to leave this world and does leave this world in the presence of Lord Krishna. In speaking about the glories of Krishna, just before he departs from this world, he speaks the glories of Krishna. Among these prayers, he says, Lalita gati vilasa valguhasa pranaya nirikshana kalpito rumanaha kritim anukritavatya unmadandaha prakriti magan kila yasya gopa vadva. He prays with Krishna directly in front of him. Let my mind be fixed upon Lord Sri Krishna, whose motions and smiles of love attracted the damsels of Vrajadhama, the gopis. The damsels imitated the characteristic movements of the Lord after his disappearance from the rasa dance. So Bhishma knows very well about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan and the glories of those pastimes. So by saying Devaki Nandana, he satisfies the devotees who like to see Krishna as the king or the prince of Dwaraka, and also the devotees of Vrindavan. It's a great honor for Devaki that her name is invoked in this regard, because there are so many devotees, and Krishna is affectionate to all of them. Devaki, she's a mother. She has a son. There are so many mothers with sons present here. Mothers with sons. Fathers with sons. It's not an unusual thing. But Devaki has become glorified eternally because her son is the Supreme Lord. Prestige accrues from association with the great, someone great, just where they may be famous or infamous. Just like there are so many immigrants into America. One of them is an immigrant from Slovenia, which is a country which people in Croatia have heard of it. They probably even know where it is. But otherwise, mostly if you say from Slovenia, they what, Slovakia? You know what it is. But it's a non-entity of a country, so to speak. Excuse me if there's anyone from Slovenia here. The Croatians won't mind me saying. They don't even know Croatia. Oh, yeah, everyone knows Croatia because of football, right? Yeah. Otherwise, what is Croatia? It's the population of Atlanta is probably more than Slovenia. I am running down Slovenia just to make the point that it's an insignificant place, and anyone from there, you wouldn't think there's any importance to anyone from Slovenia, but someone from Slovenia has become very famous in America. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well, you don't know that. Happens to be the wife of Ah, you got it. I was saying famous or infamous. Don't shoot me if you're Republican voters. Shoot everyone else. Bordering on politics, I'd be very, very careful. So anyway, I'm just making the point that although she is another woman, another person among the, how much was the population of America now? 380 million? Whatever it was, it was 3 or 4 seconds later, because they're pouring in all the time. Touching on politics again. Yeah. But the point is, she became famous by association with the famous. Right? Prabhupada disciples, they're all within ISKCON. They're generally considered very great because of their association with the great. Otherwise, I don't come from such an insignificant country as Slovenia, but I come from Britain. America's only great because of Britain, right? Yeah. Okay, I'm from Britain. But you know, just another useless, foolish idiot who happened to get born in some kind of British body. And foolishly thinking I'm better because I'm from Britain. But because of association with Srila Prabhupada, people who are very fortunate getting Srila Prabhupada's mercy, they give some respect to me. Otherwise, you're all chanting Hare Krishna. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. But some respect is given. So association with the great, you get prestige from that. One devotee told me that his wife's family is descended from General Custer, who you may have heard of, some big figure in American military history. Is it? Yeah. So that's considered prestigious within America to be descended from him. Or if you're descended from one of the founding fathers, or the, yeah, like that. So prestige accrues from association with the great. So Devaki, we're remembering her. Bhishma has cited her name among all the many devotees. Ananta Koti Vaishnava. There's so many Vaishnavas, but he's specifically chosen to make this point, that which he's made practically throughout all his commentary on Vishnu Sahasrara, and Parashara Bhatta has made the point that Krishna is very kind to his devotees. He's made this point. He's emphasized these two qualities of Vishnu. One is his bhakta-vatsalyam, his affection towards his devotees, and his socialyam, his good nature, his good qualities. Krishna loves his devotees. The name Devaki Nandan gives this idea. The name Uddhava could have been invoked. Krishna specifically told Uddhava, Natata me priyatama, atma yonena shankaraha, nacha sankarshano nashri, nayavatma chayata bhavan. Krishna says that if I think of Brahma who's born from me, if I think of Shiva who's known as a great devotee, if I think of my brother, Sankarshan, if I think of my wife, Lakshmi, they're all very dear to me, but none of them are as dear to me as you, and even I myself am not as dear to myself as you are, Uddhava. he felt very close to Uddhava. But then Uddhava, who was known as the greatest devotee in Dwaraka, he was sent to Vrindavan to understand the glory of the love of the devotees. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami reveals the heart of Krishna. Atma hoite Krishna bhakte baro karimane ihate bahuta shastra bachana pramane. Krishna thinks that his devotees are much better than himself, much greater than himself, and there is so much evidence in shastra in this regard, and in the that's what Krishnadas Kaviraj says. And then he quotes one statement of Krishna's in this regard. Again, Krishna speaking to Uddhava, we find in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Na sadayati mang yogo na sankhyang dharma Uddhava na swadhyayas tapastyago yata bhakti mamorjita. My dear Uddhava, the unalloyed devotional service rendered to me by my devotees brings me under their control. He thinks the devotees are greater than me. I've come under the control by the devotees because of their devotion. And Krishna says, I cannot be thus controlled by those engaged in mystic yoga, Sankhya philosophy, pious work, Vedic study, austerity, or renunciation. Vasudevanandana. If Bhishma had said Vasudevanandana, that might have appealed to Yudhishthira more, because that directly gives the blood relation, you can say. Devaki, of course, is the wife of Vasudeva, but the direct blood relation, we can say, although Krishna is not flesh and blood as we are, as our bodies are. But he chose to give the name Devaki because the love of the mother is more pronounced than that of the father, generally speaking. Srila Prabhupada writes in his book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, an affectionate mother takes great care of her child and is always anxious to see that the child is not disturbed even for a moment. Mother Yashoda set the example for all affectionate mothers. This is the standard. Actually, when the British were in India, the Indian people, they couldn't understand why the British, they don't seem to be very affectionate to their children. There's a different mentality. The idea is that you should, because the world's tough, so you should raise your children to be tough. So don't be too nice to them. I don't know if that's elucidated or explicated, but that seems to be the mentality, that you go, got to be strong and stand on your own two feet, whereas in Indian culture the general idea is to make the children just shower them with affection and love. Of course there are other words for son, Atmaja, Suta, Putra, but Nandan gives the sense of pleasure giving. Srila Prabhupada writes that Mother Yashoda set the example for all affectionate mothers. He also said that the love for a mother is the closest thing to the love of a mother for the child is the closest to pure spiritual love. It's the closest to selfless love. But the mother-son love in this world gives only a little idea. It's an indication, a perverted reflection. It's a millionth of a millionth of a millionth of the love that Devaki has for Devaki Nandan. millions of a millions of a millions. And you can go on increasing the numbers. It's a perverted reflection. So Devaki is the mother of God. That's a big thing in the Christian religion, isn't it? Especially in the Catholics. They worship Mary, the mother of God, more than they do Jesus. It's all it's the tendency to worship the mother figure, which is there in all cultures. And in Hindu culture, Vedic culture, that is coming out as the worship of Durga, Amma. Jagadamba, yeah. It's there. But it's for taking her as a material mother, give us all comforts and pleasures. That there's in Tamil Nadu, there's that famous Our Lady of Velankadi, something like that. Yeah, and more Hindus go there, at least as many Hindus go there as Christians. They say it was originally a Durga temple. But the story is that there were Portuguese sailors off the coast and they prayed to Mary and in a storm and they were saved. And then they made a church like that. So she appears, there's these atheists, they say, well, what God don't you believe in? We're the same as you. You don't believe in all these, you only believe in the Christian God. But there are so many other gods, and you only have to believe in one other not God, and then you'll be the same as us. But we understand that Krishna and even the demigods manifest themselves as people conceive of them. It may be a wrong conception or partially wrong, but they reciprocate in that way. That's why we have to understand from Shastra who he actually is. This name, Devaki Nandan, having gone through whole Vishnu Sahasranam, after this there are just 11 names left, which when you've been through almost 1,011, you're getting there, right? But it's also a reminder, after being through glorification of Vishnu, Krishna, in so many names, that we have to worship him along with his devotees. In this regard, I'm going to read from Srila Prabhupada's purport, again from the section of Bhishma Dev, the departure of Bhishma, very suitable for discussing Vishnu Sahasranam, as Bhishma is the speaker. Srila Prabhupada writes, Bhishma Dev is conscious of the sweetness of transcendental humor, and therefore he likes to address the Lord as Vijaya Sakhe, Partha Sakhe, etc. Exactly like Nanda Nandana or Yashoda Nandana. The best way to establish our relation in transcendental sweetness is to approach him through his recognized devotees. One should not try to establish this relation directly. There must be a via medium which is transparent and competent to lead us to the right path. From Srila Prabhupada's commentary on Mukunda Mala Stotra. Srila Prabhupada did a commentary on Mukunda Mala Stotra. You know that? He started it, but he didn't finish it. But this part is from Prabhupada's commentary, from the second verse. Vasudev and Devaki. Yeah, thinking of that, right? The Mukundamala also begins. Shri Vallabh. So it immediately brings, before the name of Mukunda comes the name of Shri. Vasudeva and Devaki, Srila Prabhupada writes, are confidential devotees of the Lord in the mood of parental love. Even greater than them are Nanda and Yashoda, his foster parents in Vrindavan. The Lord takes great pleasure in being addressed as Devaki Nandana. the son of Devaki, Nanda Nandana, the son of Nanda, Yashoda Nandana, the son of Yashoda, Dasharati, the son of King Dasharath, Janaki Nath, the husband of Janaki, and so on. The pleasure one gives the Lord by addressing him by such names is many, many times greater than the pleasure he enjoys when he is addressed as the Supreme Father, the greatest of the great, Parameshwar, or anything of that nature, which indicate volumes of awe and veneration. Therefore, the names King Kulashekar uses to glorify the Lord in this verse indicate his intimate transcendental relationship with the Lord. It's good to know we're not the body when it gives pain. Okay, another quote from Srila Prabhupada, from teachings of Lord Kapila. He's quoting, O son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your eternal servant, but somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addresses the Supreme Lord Krishna as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna is very pleased if one addresses him as the son of Vasudev, Yashoda, or Maharaj Nanda. Krishna likes to be named in relation to his pure devotees. Therefore, he is called Yashoda Nandana, Nanda Nandana, Vasudev Nandana, Radhika Ramana, and so on. Then, Srila Prabhupada speaking on the meaning of the song, Bhaja Hure Mana. Govinda Das is expressing his desire. My dear mind, you just be engaged in devotional service of Nanda Nandana. He does not say Krishna. He says Nanda Nandana. Bhaja Hure Mana, Sri Nanda Nandana. If we address Krishna directly, that is not very pleasing. But if we say Krishna, Nanda Nandana, Yashoda Nandana, Devaki Nandana, Pata Sarati, in relationship with his devotee, then he becomes more pleased. Then, Srila Prabhupada, speaking on Radhashtami, says, Kapila Dev is known as Devahuti Putra, the son of Devahuti. All incarnations of God are famous especially by the mother's name, just like Krishna is famous by Yashoda Nandana, Devaki Nandana. He is very much pleased when his name is made in connection with his mother and father. Nanda Nandana, Vasudev Nandana, similarly here also, Devahuti Nandana, Devahuti Putra Kapila. There are many such quotes. I'll read another one. Srila Prabhupada, in a Bhagavatam talk, explaining the Radha Madhava song, Srila Prabhupada quotes, Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari and Yashoda Nandana. When you address Krishna as the son of Yashoda, he becomes very, very glad. If you address Krishna, O Param Brahma Param Dhamma, as Arjuna did, Param Brahma Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, Shashvatam Purusham Adyam. They're all the Vedic hymns, they're praying for Krishna, but Krishna is very, very pleased if you address Krishna as Yashoda Nandana, Nanda Nandana, Radha Madhava. He is so pleased, immediately he responds, he likes it. Then again, another quote from Srila Prabhupada in this regard. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offers his prayer, Ai Nanda Tanuja Patitang Kinkarang Mam, my dear Lord, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. Krishna accepted the sonhood of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, so he is very much pleased if anyone addresses Krishna as the son of Vasudev or Vasudev. Vasudev means the son of Vasudev. And if someone addresses him, Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana, he is very happy. Because when you address Krishna in relationship with his pure devotee, he is very happy. Therefore, we address Yashoda Nandana, Nanda Nandana, Vasudeva Nanda, Radhika Ramana, like that. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addresses Krishna, Ai Nanda Tanuja, O the son of Nanda Maharaj. Then, from another talk, Srila Prabhupada says, we say, Nanda Nandana, I Nanda Nandana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not say directly, O Krishna. He says, O the son of Nanda. Krishna is very much pleased. Just like Nanda Maharaj, he is supposed to be the maintainer of Krishna, so he takes pleasure, Krishna takes pleasure, when his devotee's name is there. Just like we say, Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna. Radha's name is first. Why? Nobody can be a better devotee than Radharani. So as soon as Radha's name is there, Krishna is more pleased. That is the way. If we glorify the devotees, the character of the devotees before the Lord, he's more pleased than to glorify himself directly. Another quote in this regard. Nanda Kishore Krishna. Krishna is known as Nanda Nandana, Nanda Kishore, Nanda Kumar, so many. Krishna. Krishna likes to be called like that. If you say simply Krishna, he is not so very satisfied. But if you call him the son of Nanda Maharaj, he is very pleased because of the name of his devotee. So we're getting this idea from this name, Deviki Nandana. One question may arise. Some of the names we have in Vishnu Sahasranam declare him, well, one of the names we just had, Atma Yoni, and then after that, Swayam Jata, Swayambhu. He's born of himself, self-produced. So how is he Deviki Nandana? Contradictory. Again, we go to the prayers of Kunti Devi. Janma karma cha vishvatman ajasya katur atmanaha tiryan rishishu yadasu tadadyanta virambanam. We're going to solve this confusion. How is Kunti going to solve this confusion? She says, of course it is bewildering, O soul of the universe, that you work, though you are inactive, and you take birth, although you are the vital force and the unborn. He is the source of life and unborn, yet he takes birth. Take birth means it's the beginning of your life, right? But he's the source of all life. You yourself descend among animals, men, sages, and aquatics. This is very bewildering. So did we get sorted out? No, we just accept. Yes. That's all. He's unborn? He's born. He's everything, right? He's unborn? How can he be born? He's God. But then if you say he can't get born, well, that's limiting him. So he can get born also. He can be unborn and born at the same time. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense to you, but you're not God. He is. Ajopi sanavyayatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakriting swamadishtaya sambhavame amamaya. He says. Says himself, I'm unborn. My transcendental body never deteriorates. But still, I'm born. Then, janma karma cha me divyam. It's transcendental. It's impossible to understand by material logic, but if we can understand it, then we go to Krishna. Devaki and others are praised because of their connection with Krishna. But Krishna himself feels blessed by association with devotees. So by saying Devaki Nandan, it might seem like it's more of a glorification of Devaki, but Krishna thinks, oh, my mother, she's so wonderful. I'm so fortunate to have such a wonderful mother. Again, Krishna speaking to Uddhava. With the dust of my devotee's lotus feet, I desire to purify the material worlds which are situated within me. Thus, I always follow the Krishna says, always follow the footsteps of my pure devotees who are free from all personal desire, wrapped in thought of my pastimes, peaceful, without any feelings of enmity and of equal disposition everywhere. So devotees worship Krishna because he's the supreme, and Krishna says, I worship my devotees. Purport. Just as the devotees always follow the footsteps of Lord Krishna, similarly, Lord Krishna, being a devotee of his devotees, follows the footsteps of his devotees. The Lord desires to purify the universes situated within him by taking the dust of the lotus feet of his pure devotees. Without the dust of the lotus feet of their devotees, it is not possible to engage in pure devotional service, without which one cannot directly experience transcendental bliss. Lord Krishna thought, I have established this strict rule that one can enjoy my transcendental bliss only through devotional service obtained from the dust of the lotus feet of my devotees. Since I also desire to experience my own bliss, I will observe the standard procedure and accept the dust of my devotees' feet. Srila Madhvacharya points out that Lord Krishna follows the footsteps of his devotees in order to purify them. As the Lord walks along behind his pure devotees, the wind blows the dust of the Lord's feet in front of his devotees, who then become purified by contact with such transcendental dust. That's Madhvacharya's explanation. But Krishna himself doesn't say that. Madhva is very strong on making, establish, he's God, he's God, he's God, he's God. One should not foolishly look for material logic in these transcendental pastimes of the Lord. It is simply a question of the love between the Lord and his devotees. Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'm just going to read the English translations. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is relating these topmost topics. Krishna cannot proportionately reciprocate devotional service in Madhurya Rasa. Therefore, he always remains a debtor to such devotees. The conjugal love of the gopis is the most exalted devotional service, surpassing all other methods of bhakti. Therefore, Lord Krishna is obliged to say, my dear gopis, I cannot repay you. Indeed, I am always indebted to you. And Krishnadas Kaviraj quotes from the Bhagavatam in this regard, Krishna speaking to the gopis, I am not able to repay my debt for your spotless service. Even within a lifetime of Brahma, your connection with me is beyond reproach. You have worshipped me, cutting off all domestic ties, which are difficult to break. Therefore, please let your own glorious deeds be your compensation. From Srila Prabhupada's purport, from Canto 1, Chapter 16, Texts 26 to 30, the Lord does not require benefit from anyone besides himself because he is full in himself. Still, he feels benefited. It's not just a philosophical principle, but he feels benefited by the unalloyed services of his devotees. The Lord feels grateful to his devotees for such unsophisticated, unconditional service and tries to reciprocate it by rendering service, although the Lord has... Although the devotee also has no such desire in his heart. So devotees are trying to serve Krishna with no personal desire, and Krishna wants to reciprocate with that. And there are so many examples. That Krishna gives himself to his devotees. He cannot even be seen by yogis who meditate. Try to, with very great difficulty, they can fix the form of him in their heart. But Mother Yashoda bound him up, tied him up. He felt so indebted to her love that he had to. Krishna became the messenger, the charioteer of the Pandavas. Prabodhananda Saraswati, in his Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi, says obeisances to the direction, the very direction in which Rishabhanu Nandini, the daughter of Rishabhanu, Radha, the very direction from in which she's situated, we offer obeisances to that, because when the breeze coming from that direction comes up to Krishna, and moves the edge of his garment, that Krishna, who cannot be attained even by the best of the yogis, thinks, ah, now my life's a success. Prabhupada's purport, coming from the third name, third canto. The Vedas are full of transcendental knowledge and spiritual values, and thus Devaki, the mother of Lord Krishna, conceived the Lord in her womb as the personified meaning of the Vedas. So she's also Veda Mata, because she's the mother of Krishna, who is the personified Veda. He's the very meaning of the Vedas. There is no difference, Prabhupada says, between the Vedas and the Lord. The Vedas aim at the understanding of the Lord, and the Lord is the Vedas personified. Devaki is compared to the meaningful Vedas, and the Lord to their purpose personified. And just yesterday morning in the Bhagavatam talk was discussing this very point. So I elaborated on that there. So Devaki Nandan, I was saying it's a name we can immediately understand the meaning. It's at least theoretically we can understand. But it is a characteristic of the commentators on Shastra, Vishnu Sahasranam included, they always try to find more and more different meanings. So, one of the commentators has said, the term Devaki refers to soma juice because it gives pleasure to the devatas. And the Lord is called Devaki Nandan because he is delighted by the offerings of soma juice. But that's not what Bhishma was thinking of when he said Devaki Nandan. Soma juice is extracted by the use of stones, and so it is called Devaki. One who is delighted by the offering of soma juice extracted through the use of stones is Devaki Nandana. Satyadeva Vashishta, he says, he explains his name in reference to Surya. So these scholars, they're like, It's okay finding different meanings and the glories of Vishnu by finding different meanings, but when you have this name and it's directly referring to Krishna, the son of Devaki, and that you want to make soma juice and over enthusiastic to find new meanings, not very pleasing to the devotees. We should take the direct meaning. Don't go for the indirect meaning. In the Madhva Sampradaya, who put a lot of emphasis on Lakshmi, so they say, Devaki means Lakshmi. Okay. All right, it's Vaishnava Sampradaya. So he's called Devaki Nandan too. Two interpretations connected to Ganga. Devaka means Varuna. His wife is Bhagirathi. By the touch of his lotus feet, he brings happiness to her. I'm just saying it because it's there in the... Devaka is Narayana. His daughter is Devaki, that is Ganga. And he gives bliss to her. So he's called Devaki Nandan. Just saying for the sake. It's there. It's among the commentaries. Hare Krishna, Devaki Nandana Bhagavan ki jai. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa asindubhya evacha patita anam pavanebhya Vaishnava Bhyo Namo Namaha Dante Nidai Churnakang Padayani Padyakrit Vajakaku Shatam Eta Daham Ravimi Hey Sadhava Sakala Eva Vihaya Durad Goranga Chandra Charne Kurutanu Raga Parivadatu Jano Yata Tata Va Nanamukaro Navayang Vicharyamaha Hari Rasa Madira Madati Mata Bhuvivilo Tama Nartama Nirvishama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much for coming in midweek, listening. Topics of Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yeah, so. And